This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my. Blah, blah,
blah. Blah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Blah, blah, blah.
I lost it.
Ahoy. How about that?
Full on cowboy boy.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Football is football.
Space Force.
All right, what's up? It's time for the club.
I forgot about Space Force.
Knew that. Yeah, is Space Force still a thing, or did they cut that?
I assume.
Are we still doing that?
I think we're still doing it, right? Space Force! I'm looking
at Space Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
2019, man.
Space 2019?
Force. It's been around since 2019.
Oh.
So.
Great.
Yeah, Space Force. I don't know anyone in the Space Force.
I haven't read about it once.
No.
Like, what's it? What are they doing up there?
I don't know. They're defending space. It's tasked with protecting U.S. and allied interest in space in the space domain and providing space capabilities to joint forces.
Tua Tag Ovalia.
Said it's a department of the Air Force, but it's distinct and separate service.
I have Sidney Sweeney news for you.
All right.
Well, actually, it's not news.
You mean the mid Sidney Sweeney?
Mid? Who thinks she's mid?
My gal. All the gals are upset that Sidney Sweeney is now the hottest thing on the planet, so everyone has to look at her and be like,
she's not even that pretty.
She's not that pretty. She seems very mid. Meanwhile,
the thing about
every
her,
guy's like, oh my God.
The thing about her is she's super hot,
yeah.
But she also hasn't really done a whole lot, and that probably pisses people off, namely women.
Yeah, famous for being
hot. Because guys
hot.
Don't care.
No.
A hot's a hot. I don't
care
what
she was
do.
In, what was she in, Euphoria, White
yeah.
Lotus.
White Lotus. Yeah. Oh. And that's about it.
And more importantly, for guys, she geared down, and that was enough for guys.
And that's probably another thing that is in the BTJ's bonnet right there.
Yeah. Believe me. The amount of times that Sidney Sweeney has come up or popped up in my house, and immediately, without question, I have to get one of these, I don't get it. And then you look at me, and I'm like, really? You can't figure that out, can you? I'm like, oh, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm guessing for some women, I'm not saying this is true of the BTJ, but I'm guessing that for some women, it is jealousy of, you know, you look pretty good. You do a couple shows and a movie.
Yeah.
You're not that great of an actress. As a matter of fact, you kind of suck at it.
She got a great rack.
But you got, yeah, that's right. And you just show it off, yeah, and all of a sudden you're rich and everybody loves you. And that's, yeah, probably pretty frustrating for women who are like, oh, I want to do that. But, I could do that.
Well, I got into this. It's so she was trying to throw the Sydney Sweeney at me. And I was like, dude, you love Jason Momoa. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, he's the same thing.
That is a perfect.
He can act.
That is so
true. Dude, he's terrible.
Not very talented.
Not very talented.
Gorgeous.
Seems kind of dumb, but is like the most beautiful man on the planet. And you'll watch. I think she's watched Aquaman 17 times just to see Jason Momoa.
It's not because the screenplay was good?
No. If you've actually seen him attempt to act, it's brutal. But no one cares. Sydney Sweeney and Jason Momoa are the same person. They're just flipped genders.
So,
same thing.
When we get back, I'll tell you what's going on with our girl.
I know. This might. We have a lot of dumb, made-up controversies in this country to get us to hate each other. This is right up near the top.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. You're talking about the jeans thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever. I just want to tell you a little bit about what she says about her success.
Okay.
Because I read an article on her today, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh, was she? Okay. I'm intrigued.
Was she what?
Was she, like...
Hot? Yes.
Well, was she honest about,
yes,
her...
Yes. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it is refreshingly honest.
The I don't remember what her name is, but Ron Howard's daughter is a thing now, and she was in Ron Howard's daughter is Bryce Dallas Howard, and then I think he has another daughter that was in Stranger Things as well, and both of them were like,
oh yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard,
yeah,
she was, what was she in?
She's been in a ton of stuff. She's just like
familiar, but
you
I
get
can't.
Her confused with Jessica Chastain because they're the same person. But I think both of his daughters, they were like, when they were doing the whole, I can't think of the term for it. When your dad gets you a job.
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
And, Nepo babies.
And, yeah, and both of them were like, yeah, 100%. Like, I would like, and they're like, I like to think that, like, I've earned my keep here. But yeah, like, we know why we got these jobs. We know, like you think that I just, Tom Hanks's kid did that too, Colin. He was like, yeah, he's like, I work hard, but he goes, I'm not dumb. I understand why I got my foot in the door. There's nothing more insulting than when the celebrity kid is like, my dad being the producer and star of this movie had nothing to do with me getting this job. In fact, I told him I didn't want the job just because I'm your son. Just admit it. There's nothing wrong with being like, hey, I'm super hot, and I lean into it.
All right, so we'll have Sydney Sweeney talk next on The Fan. Yeah, so talking about Sydney Sweeney.
All right. Those jeans ads.
We all got chubs over here.
Well, not, that's usually not, I mean, look.
By the way, she's from Spokane.
I didn't know that. Let me state for the record, to say that someone's not your type, I'm not privileged enough to necessarily have a type. Like, I'm going to be, I love that. It's like, well, it's not really my type. I'd say that The buxom blonde is usually not what I would say is my favorite, but come on.
She's everybody's type.
She's everyone's type. There's nothing worse than that guy that's like, you know, Julie Roberts is pretty, but, you know, doesn't really do anything for her. Oh, stop it. Like, Sydney Sweeney, like, I tend to, that just isn't what I traditionally would say is my favorite, but dude, there's no one objectively that would look at her and be like, meh.
So she's doing that American Eagle ad campaign, and of course, that has sparked controversy.
Yeah, because apparently now we're all neo-Nazis if you like American Eagle jeans and Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that
it's like a eugenics thing.
I don't really even know what they're complaining about. I think just that they're promoting.
Good,
if
promoting,
you're born white and hot,
yes,
you're like...
They're saying, I have good... I like good genes, and I have, yeah, good genes. And people are like, well, you're blonde with blue eyes, therefore you're saying that's good genes.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's so dumb. So if you were... If they did that with an Asian person, or they did it with a black gal, and they were like, I have good genes, we'd be like, this is ridiculous. She's blonde and blue-eyed with big uptops. Is she supposed to say that those are terrible jeans? And it's an ad for jeans.
I was going to say, well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's the play on the word.
Yeah, it's a cheeky, jeans. Like... Wink, wink.
American Eagle's stock is up over 10% since that ad campaign came out.
When's the last time you thought about American Eagle? And now it's like, well, this should take a second look.
Well, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that it's, I find this interesting, this element of Hollywood where actors and actresses are doing more endorsements now than ever before.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing, like for one that comes to mind is Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Like that guy's doing every
his
product under the
sun. My eyes are very important to
me. I
mean,
he's on everything.
Yeah.
And I totally, and I've heard him talk about why he did that. He's like, dude, this is where it's at now.
Yeah.
You want to reinvent. A lot of these agents and publicists and business managers are taking these sort of personalities who maybe aren't,
they're not doing much right now.
They're not doing, right.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Or they're older. Exactly. Coolidge is a great one. And they're putting them in these ad campaigns, and they're absolutely
blowing up
and reinventing their careers. So Sydney Sweeney is an ambassador for six labels, and she is kicking ass for each and every one of them.
That soap she did sold out in like 8 seconds.
Well, she sold her. It was soap made with her bathwater.
Yes,
and she leaned right into it. She's like, "Yeah, it's kind of weird, but you know, guys are going to pay for it. I'll do it. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool."
Dr. Squatch.
She does Bay, which is an antioxidant infused wonder water.
Of course.
She does Armani Beauty. Mm-hmm. She does something called Miu Miu, which is bags and shoes, or I don't know.
Sure.
She does Hey Dude Loafers.
She does Hey Dude Loafers?
Yeah, she's in their ads. She does a Korean skincare brand called Laneige.
Okay.
And she does a hair care brand called Kerastase or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of those brands.
I don't know.
Yeah. But she does them all.
And is rocking.
And she says, yes, she's kicking ass for all of them. And they asked her about it in this article that was published about her. And she said she has to take those gigs because, and I'll just read you her quote. She said, quote, "If I just acted, I would not be able to afford my life in LA." Mm. She goes, "I take these deals because I have to. Yeah. They don't pay actors like they used to. And with streamers, you no longer get residuals." So, in the story, it says that the median actor wage in the United States, you know what it is?
I'm guessing it's very, very thin.
$20.50 an hour.
Yeah. And that's a little disingenuous because obviously she's in bigger things, but
100%.
I think people think when you're in Euphoria that you're making millions of dollars.
You're not.
It's an ensemble cast. I'll bet you she made, especially early on when she was a no one, dude, I bet she was making $20,000 an episode on Euphoria. And like, to her point, that's obviously a ton of money, but it's not millions, and that's not, you're not doing 50 episodes.
Well, she's only done a couple of things. And like I said, she's not that great of an actress. It's not like she's in super high demand for her actress, for her skills. She says that after paying her lawyer, her agents, her publicist, and her business manager, it's more than her mortgage.
Yeah.
Like, she cannot she's, I think she's being refreshingly honest here.
Yes.
And saying, look, I can't afford it in LA,
yeah,
but I got these nice bumpers on my chest, and
I can make money.
She's pretty relatable. Like, a lot of, she's kind of like a chameleon. Like, if you want her sexy in an ad, of course she can be sexy, but she can also be a little bit down to earth or be funny about, you know, like, "Hey, dude, loafers." I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit.
So she's pretty relatable, and she's just like, they said that she's got a great attitude about it. She's she really vets all these brands. Like, she doesn't just take anything, but she does look into them and be like, okay, well, let's work together. She has ideas, and she's making a freaking career off of just being hot on these ads.
So I looked it up. So Euphoria was her breakout vehicle. She made $25,000 per episode, 13 episodes, $325,000. And then, again, she lives in California, so that's not $350,000, that's half of that. And then you mentioned she has to pay her agent, manager, publicist, lawyer. I mean, no one should be like, oh my God, you only made $325,000. But you can see in LA and in Hollywood, yeah, dude, that's not Tom Cruise. You're not making $60 million there. Dude, if Dr. Squatch came to me, I'll bet you she makes 50 times doing the ads than what she does actually being an actress.
Now,
you can fault that.
Let's not let's not feel too bad. She just bought a $13.5 million oceanfront mansion in Florida.
And I'm guessing she did that with money that she made from...
I think that's right.
These products. She didn't make it from Euphoria.
It's a nice house.
I bet. What, like, what's... Dude, she did... what movie has she been in?
She was in this really, really bad, like, rom-com flick. I can't remember the name of it.
Wasn't she recently in a bad horror movie as well? I think she was in a bad, like, We're Stuck in the Woods type movie.
Anyone yeah. But You?
Okay.
Isn't so that what it was called?
Anyone But You.
Yeah.
So that's her highest...
Terrible movie.
So that's her highest payday so far.
And I mean terrible.
She made $2 million.
Off of that flick?
Off of that flick.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good, but again... She is buying a $13 million house not off Anyone But You in Euphoria. She's buying the $13 million house off of...
Her bathwater.
Her bathwater and American Eagle jeans. And how would... How could anyone falter for that? You look, we all work with what we got.
Pisses people off. Other people wish they could make money for being hot. It's jealousy.
Yes.
Or envy.
Yes. And that's what it is. It's like, we don't think you have a lot of talent, and all you are is hot, and I give you Jason Momoa, I give you Charlie Hunnam, I give you Henry Cavill.
Yeah. She's moving product, man.
Yeah. You think Henry Cavill got Superman due to his great acting chops, or the fact that the dude's got a jaw carved out of granite? I don't know. We just find jealousy is... Boy, it is still to this day the main driver when it comes to like backlash.
Yeah, people.
Yeah,
it's
not that you have it so bad; it's that someone else has it better.
All right, have you combed the desert? I have Spaceball news.
I ain't found
big Spaceball news coming up next. But first, let's go to Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I tell you, This might be my most ignorant sports take.
Oh, no.
I'm excited.
It really is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was not a good baseball player. I didn't play past, junior high. So I could be talking straight out of my arse.
Could be.
But I will never understand the switch hitter in baseball. So Ronnie Mercio is a guy that the Mets called up, and he's an infielder. He can play a lot of different positions.
Yeah, he sucks.
According to Isaac Ropp, everyone sucks. But he's a switch hitter. So when he's batting left-handed, he hits 256, which is fine, right? Young guy, 256.
Oh, dear.
But he's a switch hitter. And so when he bats right-handed, he is hitting 111. 111! So, why? Why does he... You're telling me that against left-handed pitching...
I've never understood this. I played baseball. I don't understand this.
If he just stayed hitting left-handed, you're telling me he's hitting worse than 111?
JT Snow was a switch hitter for the Giants for a long time. He was so bad right-handed, they finally were like, dude, give it up. You have to stop.
Dude, every time he goes and he's a left-handed pitcher and he goes to the right side.
It's not an advantage, you being switch. It isn't.
He looks like a baby giraffe because he's this big, tall, lanky guy. He's like a poor man's De La Cruz. And it drives me crazy. How can you be worse than 111? And maybe there's a baseball.
Well, you can hit 104.
So maybe there's a baseball guy out there that just thinks this is the dumbest take ever. And I'm open to the idea that I'm a moron. But
well, it might be that he really doesn't see lefties from the left side at all. Like he can't.
Is it it's that bad?
It must be. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it, right?
Is it? Like I don't.
I don't know.
He's got like a bad eye. I don't get it. And so that's my. I'm glad at least Buck.
No, I don't know.
Buck's with me on the JT Snow.
When the
thing.
Splits get too severe like that, you should stop, or your manager should stop putting you in until you can figure out that average on that side. Because what the whole point is that you're supposed to gain an advantage to matching what the pitcher has on the other side. And
right?
If it doesn't have pre-created an advantage, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, well, he's a lefty and you're a lefty, so I'm going to go to the right to get an advantage. You're hitting 111.
No advantage.
It feels like you're outthinking the room here, buddy. You clearly swing the bat better from one side than the other. Stay over there.
Well, we've got a Spaceballs sequel coming.
It's my random rant.
And they're bringing everyone back.
Well, everyone except the people that are dead.
Well, Mel Brooks is still holding on.
I know.
He is going to play Yogurt.
It worries me, though, that because he's 90.
He's 99.
Dude. And they haven't started filming yet. I'm kind of terrified that they're going to start filming this thing and then Yogurt's going to become expired.
Rick Moranis is in it.
I know.
And, Dark Helmet.
Well, and he retired, and he's coming back for this.
Yeah, everybody's shocked he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, you can't
make... He loves
make,
Mel.
I'll tell you what. If you're making Spaceballs and Rick Moranis says no, then you're not making Spaceballs. You can't have Spaceballs without Dark Helmet. You can't.
Bill Pullman is back as Lone Star. And believe it or not, also back is the bit part guy who was combing the desert and uttered the famous line, "We ain't found ass."
One of the best lines in comedy history.
So if you don't know Spaceballs, it's an absolute banger.
Yeah, it's an all-timer.
Spaceballs. We had so much fun watching Spaceballs as kids.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. Laughing hysterically, but Dark Helmet is asking his troopers to comb the desert for the missing fellows.
Yeah.
And they actually pull out a comb and rake it through the sand. And he goes, "Man, we ain't found."
Well, the best is, so they're asking a bunch of white guys who are combing the desert and they're using big giant combs. And then they ask two black guys and they're using a hair pick.
Yeah.
And it's the black guys that pull up the visor. "Man, we ain't found S."
Well, the guy who uttered that line is coming back for that role. And he said, his name is, so hold on here, I gotta read this here. The actor behind that famous line was none other than Tim Russ, who would eventually go on to star in another beloved outer space adventure. He played Tukov, the Vulcan, in Star Trek Voyager.
Get right the hell out of town.
He got way more screen time in Voyager than in Spaceballs.
Yeah.
But after the recent teaser for Spaceballs 2 dropped online, Russ posted on social media that he may be combing the desert again. Since Russ's name hasn't been mentioned in any casting announcements, presumably he's just signaling that he's available to return for the follow-up. When he first filmed the scene, obviously he had no idea it would eventually become an iconic comedy moment.
Yeah.
In a 2017 interview, he admitted that the line was so brief and seemingly unimportant, he worried that it would be cut out of the movie. During a 2023 appearance on the Seventh Rule podcast, he still seems somewhat shocked at the scene's enduring popularity. He says, it was 2 days worth of work for me in 1986. It was a paycheck and some work. And then 25 and 30 years later, people can't get enough of it. Yeah. I only had 4 words. That's all I said.
I bet that guy still gets to go to like Comic-Con sometimes and still like take pictures with people.
For sure. Yeah. He said, I'm on Voyager for 7 years, but most people only remember me from combing the desert.
Well, I'm glad he's back. Because that's a recall you need. And like Happy Gilmore 2 proves it. I don't know if Spaceballs will be any good or not, but people will want the nostalgia. And the fact that you're having like a callback to that will be funny. Because like a bunch of the cast is dead.
Well, so, John Candy's dead.
John Candy's dead. Joan Rivers is dead, who plays Dot. The lady who was in the actual Joan Rivers wasn't in the suit. So both Dot Matrixes, the voice and the lady who actually wore the outfit, are both dead. Dick Van Patten's dead. The priest, the short version, he's dead. Pizza the Hut is dead. Vinny, the pizza is gonna check out for you. He's dead. The drummer, the Spaceball drummer, he's dead. The news anchor for Pizza the Hut, he's dead. There's a ton of random people that aren't around. John Hurt from the movie Alien, the guy that with a little alien burst through his chest, he's dead. I mean, the movie was a long-ass time ago.
Someone said on the fan text line, hot take, Mel Brooks' best movie is Spaceballs.
I'm not going to argue that.
I can't either.
I mean,
he's genius, but...
I mean, people are going to... I mean,
what is widely noted as
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
Yeah, boy, that's... Have you seen Blazing Saddles any time in the last 4 or 5 years?
It's brutal.
Dude, it's rough. Like,
it's just... Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's something else.
But wildly funny.
Wildly funny and ahead of its time. So he's probably going to get... If you're going to go off of the critics, you're probably going to get Blazing Saddles. You're probably going to get Young Frankenstein...
Young Frankenstein is number one on Rotten Tomatoes His movies. And then they go The Producers, too, which, of course, I'd forgotten about that. But that was a little before my time.
History of the World will probably be up there.
Blazing Saddles is 3. The 12 Chairs, which I've never seen, is 4. Silent Movie, 5. High Anxiety, 6. History of the World, 7. Spaceballs, 8.
Yeah. And that's Spaceballs is too late.
He also did Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I like that one.
Tights.
I did
too. Tights. Look, to me, Spaceballs is one, but, you know, Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, I'm not going to argue with either one of those. The Producers is great, too. I mean, he's Mel Brooks.
All right, be on the lookout for a Spaceballs sequel.
Spaceballs the movie. They're already going to have a title. Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. Which is that's the whole bit. And hopefully, what does he say? And hopefully we all meet again in the sequel, Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. And you know that's going to be the title of this.
They have to.
They have to.
All right. She's dead. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
One of my hot takes recently, and it is a hot take, is that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to die.
They're talking about maybe she got moved prisons.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, minimum security.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
This is how it starts. That's what I wanted to bring up. They moved her. So she is now, and they won't say why.
Yeah.
They moved her to a prison camp in Texas, minimum security.
Yep.
Dude, she is dead.
One of two things is about to happen.
She's dead.
She's dead, or she's going to get pardoned and is going to be like, I didn't see nothing. This thing isn't going away.
Yeah, no.
It's a bee in the bonnet, and I could see the death, but which would cause more of an uproar? Her mysteriously dying in the work camp, or she just gets a pardon and he's like,
I don't know that he can pardon her.
Oh, dude, he can do whatever the
hell
he wants.
Oh, he can pardon her.
You know
how it's going to go down?
Listen, this is why I'm sticking to my guns. I get it. It sounds bizarre that she would end up dead.
Yeah.
But Epstein ended up dead.
Yeah.
Have you seen the fact now that they have a...
She's going to die.
They have footage of someone else in his cell area now?
I heard that the missing minute was found.
And in a, there's an unidentified figure that doesn't show up in any of the reports that's now milling around in that time.
No way.
It's like, no one happened.
If she doesn't die, they will broker a deal. Yeah. She will give out some names of people that don't directly damage the current administration, and then they will laud her for telling the truth.
Well, I'll tell you what. If she meets a weird, untimely death, that will be the ultimate what? I mean, Russia does it. Russia does it all the time.
Oh, dude, it happens all the time. It
happens all the time.
So I'm sticking to my guns, and I want credit if it happens.
You're done and done. You've
And put if it doesn't, I'll say, all right.
But you've put it out there.
I also don't think you're alone on this. I think a lot of people think that's going to happen.
A lot of people saying.
A lot of people. She's going to die. She's going to die via, like, I think what they do is the easiest thing to do is pay someone at the camp to kill her.
Sure. Or honestly, it's just like a meningitis thing. You just, how easy would it be to have some sort of bacteria that works her way in? She goes to a hospital and you're like, look, medical reports.
Put a couple ticks in her cell. Do the JT thing.
Yeah.
Lyme. Although that wouldn't kill her.
No, not quick enough.
You know, a nice bacterial meningitis will get you. I don't know. Went into a coma. I don't know what to tell you. Massive heart attack.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
But seriously, she gets it's like a minimum security prison. She gets in a fight. Somebody gets a little too aggressive with her. She hits her head.
Well, pedophile. Pedophiles get, I mean, that's right. Pedophiles get beaten to death in prison
that's
all the time.
Right. All right. Well, I'm on record. Thank you.
The broomstick Dahmer treatment, right? That dude beat Dahmer with a broom and put it somewhere.
Everybody have a great weekend. We love you.
We do love you.
Most of you. Some of you. Not all of you.
I just say that you love everybody. That's a weird statement.
I don't love everyone.
No.
There's a lot of a-holes out there.
Exactly.
But listen, this was their second week on FM.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
The FM Bros.
Can you believe that?
Well, it's actually, it's our first full week, so.
That's true. We made the switch on a Tuesday.
We're cruising now.
Like the people are like, what is this FM? As if the FM is like, I had someone at the gym. What are you on, this FM thing? What, you've never heard of FM radio?
Mythical Oasis.
Like, what?
And I love, too, that some people hate it.
Yeah.
Further proving that somewhere somebody's pissed off about
everything.
As if anything
got worse.
I know.
Like, you hate, just, what is it that you hate? You can still have the old thing that you like.
Dude, it's...
What?
And this it's just proof that people cannot...
No.
They absolutely... Nothing can be universal.
No.
Nothing. It's just, I am going to bitch about something, and it's going to be this.
And Sydney Sweeney is mid. Let's not forget about that.
And no talent.
No talent whatsoever. And for whatever reason, even though everything stayed the same, you have another option. I don't like it.
Well, your weekend, may it be blessed with massive quantities of booze.
I think I'm going to start right now. I got a sixer of hams. I mean... The open told me. Joey's open.
Song.
I gotta get through six. Let's go.
We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.